Or I should have asked.
Okay. Hi, Ms. Ward. Thank you for being able to chat with us today on the oral history project we're doing of Esmond, Race and Place, the African American Community History, and of growing up in the community and going to school at the Esmond School and then on to Burley. And I just wanted to ask you a few questions. My name is Bernie Jones, like I mentioned earlier. I'm the project manager for the project. And the questions we wanted to ask you are sort of very general about what you remember from growing up in the community. And I just want to start by asking you what your name is.
Ruth Ward.
Okay. Is that your full name?
Ruth Cornelia.
Okay, Cornelia Ward.
Ann Ward.
Ann.
That's what my mama did. Four names, but Ruth okay. Cornelia Ann Ward.
And were you known by any other name besides that?
Connie.
Connie?
Yeah.
Okay.
C-O-R-N-E-A.
Okay. And what's your year of birth?
1935.
Same as my mom. And where were you raised?
Esmond.
And how long have you lived here?
Most of my life.
Okay.
Well, not half of it. Okay. Here.
So where else did you live besides Esmond?
Charlottesville.
Okay.
And New York.
City, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you live in Charlottesville? When did you live there?
After I graduated.
From?
Burley.
Burley?
1954.
And when did you move to New York?
1959, I believe.
Okay. And how long did you live in New York?
30 years.
Yes. Okay. And then you came back?
Yeah.
To live in Esmond?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what part of New York City did you live in when you lived there?
I lived in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
I lived in the Bronx. I lived in New York City. Mm-hmm. I ended up in the Bronx.
Hey, come
okay.
Hi,
everybody. Hi.
And are you currently retired or are
yes.
you working?
Okay. Retired.
Retired.
Oh,
and
anybody?
What sort of work did you do when you
banking.
Were working?
Banking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I came back to Esmond.
Did you sit right here?
1988.
You'd be comfortable
where they told
me,
because I don't have any information.
Yeah,
I owned the basement of the hospital, but sometimes it had about 20 of us in one room.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When I had my dorm, there was a bed here, a bed here, a bed there.
Mm-hmm. When you sit out in the hall, I know I had to wait for my cash. I wouldn't be in a room. I'd be in a hall, mm-hmm. a little hall waiting. Yeah. To see if they was going to keep me or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to keep me, so, because the cast wasn't dry.
Right.
That old way
yeah.
of drying your cast then.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to stay in overnight. But then they finally found somewhere to put me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know something about my father. He had his legs broken. Well,
okay. Well, I guess I can, if you... What were your parents' names?
Reverend and Mrs. W.D. Ward.
Okay.
Her name is Julia.
Mm-hmm. Your dad was a minister?
Uh-huh.
And what church was he the minister of?
Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant?
Mm-hmm.
Is that in Esmond?
It's in Keene, a couple of miles away.
Nelson County and Scottsdale.
Okay.
Ebenezer?
At that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what year was that he was the minister of Mount Pleasant?
I think he started. Early. Well, we were little kids.
He was there for 21 years.
Yeah.
From 19 when to when?
Oh.
I've forgotten.
Let's say 1935.
Okay. Okay. And for about 20 years after that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And were your parents from Esmond or were
mm-hmm.
they from elsewhere? Okay.
Oh, no, my father's from Philadelphia.
Okay. And your mom was from?
Esmond.
Esmond? Okay. Do you remember what years your parents were born?
Ooh, 1909
and 1907.
Okay.
Reverend Ward was born in 1909?
Mm-hmm. No, seven.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. And did they live in Esmond?
Mm-hmm.
The entire married life?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they live elsewhere?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
As well.
Okay. Okay. Do they have any relatives who live in Esmond too? Your mom?
Oh, please? Yeah, all of her brothers and sisters.
Okay.
That's not her. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, grandpa, my grandfather, her father, my mm-hmm. mother's father, and her mother's, her sister and brother.
Oh, okay. What was your, I guess maybe you could just tell me the names of some of your aunts and...
Okay, well, my mother's brothers and sisters, Maud Adams.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot. Sadie.
John
Nelson, which is her husband. Virginia's.
That's Virginia's her husband. Okay.
And Sadie Washington. Sadie had so many names.
Okay. And you're Virginia, your last name is?
Nelson.
Nelson, okay. And it was, and your husband's name was?
John.
John? Okay.
But I was saying that my mother's, what was it, my mother's father was her mother's sister. So they were sisters and brothers.
And what were their names?
Hattie
Nelson.
Nelson Gardner.
Okay.
Hattie
Nelson Gardner.
It was 13 of those kids. Right?
Yeah, 13.
Mm, wow. And then your, I guess, your was it your grandfather who was?
Her mother's.
Oh, okay. And then your grandfather's name was?
Joseph Nelson.
Okay. And there's a relationship to you, too, because it was
in-law.
It was in-laws.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. It's, when you have a small community, you always have that sort of mix. Okay. Okay. And John was Joseph's, I guess, son, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they all lived in Esmont, mm-hmm. I think. Okay. And what did, I guess, your grandfather, then it would have been your mom's dad, was he a preacher also?
No. I guess he was, you called him a farmer.
He was a farmer, yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He'd go through the community and plant people's garden.
Okay.
Your name was Mac.
Gardens. His name was Mac.
The mule.
The mule.
The mule. Oh, it's a mule. Okay, I knew somebody was Mac. I just wasn't sure what it was. The mule. Okay. And make sure I remember. Your grandfather's name was?
Joseph.
Joseph, okay. And did they go to school in Esmont, the various relatives you were talking about?
Yeah, I think they went to Glendower.
Glendower?
Which is a few miles away from here in Keene,
okay.
Virginia.
Okay. Did any of them go to the Yancey School?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't thought about it.
There was no Yancey.
Okay. Okay. Do you know anybody who went to the Yancey School?
When you say Yancey... You mean the Esmont school?
Esmont school.
Okay, yeah, the old Esmont school.
No, they went to Glendower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And who were the teachers you had when you were at Esmont?
Oh, dear.
Starting, as far back as you can remember, when you just started going to school
Mrs.
there.
Mrs. Southall.
Okay.
She taught first grade.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Word. She was a Wilson then. Mm-hmm. She taught music. Mrs. Jackson. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Halestock. Mrs. Faulkner?
Mm-hmm. No, Faulkner and some were all principals.
Oh, they were principals.
Okay. And when did you start going to school there?
Oh.
At Smart School.
67.
Probably 41, because I was born here.
1941, okay. And you stayed there until what year when you went to Burley? Okay.
Actually, 1949.
1949.
Well, between 49 and 50.
Okay. So Mr. Faulkner and, or was it Miss Faulkner?
Mr. Faulkner, he was the principal.
Okay.
And part of that time, Mr. Summerall
was the principal.
Was the principal.
Okay.
And Denver Jones. Mm-hmm.
Geneva Wright.
Yeah, Mrs. Wright.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Redd.
Mm-hmm.
R-E-D-D.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Mrs. McCoy.
Okay, Mrs. McCoy.
She just died, well, I guess a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And who were some of your neighbors? What part of Esmond did you live in when you were a little girl?
The Gardners were our neighbors.
Okay, Gardners.
Mostly families around family.
Okay.
The Boldens were across the road. And
Swan.
Mr. Swan. That's coming down this way, up that. The other way, the opposite way, was all white farms.
Okay. Was it called any specific neighborhood where you were living in
just
Esmond?
Esmond.
Just Esmond. No, no route number or no rural route number?
Route 1.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay. And you said that these were all, I guess, neighbors and family mm-hmm. members? The
yeah.
Boldens, the Swans.
Swans.
Swans. Okay. Do you remember any other neighbors or friends who weren't people who you related to, who lived nearby you, or you remember that your parents might have had as friends?
Louis.
Oh, Louis. Yeah. Mrs. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I said Boldens. There's two families of Boldens. The Copelands.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't too far away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And in that neighborhood, that's about it. Nelson.
Okay.
Page.
Yeah, Lorraine.
Oh, they weren't there then.
They weren't there.
No, not there.
Okay.
They were at the Van Cleese then.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the Van Cleese, is that another community or neighborhood?
That's starting into another community.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the type you're talking about is the 1940s, as far as you remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you or your family have any friends or relatives living in Charlottesville at that time?
Yeah, we had relatives in Charlottesville.
And where do they live in Charlottesville? What community?
I don't know whether you would call it. I don't know the community name. It was on West Street.
West Street.
It was on Annie.
Yeah, West Street.
West Street. Do you know anybody living in Vinegar Hill?
Oh, no. That's not a place. That's not where people lived.
Okay.
That's where people went to hang out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or
the
near
bars and restaurants.
Okay.
Where the blacks hung out.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember visiting Vinegar Hill, or were you too young to go? Well, there were restaurants, maybe you might have gone there during the daytime.
We didn't even get to Charlottesville that often.
Okay.
Vinegar Hill.
And when you did go to Charlottesville, did you go there to shop or for any other reason?
Actually, to look.
To just look?
Look. And have money to buy anything.
Okay. And so how often do you remember going to Charlottesville?
Not too often.
Okay. And do you remember how you got there? You take a bus?
My father.
Or
he take
drove?
Us over?
He occasionally took us to the movie. Once a month, he took one of us to the movie.
He did? I don't remember
he
that.
He had a drugstore to get a big bag of penis.
Okay. What theater was it?
Paramount
Theater?
Yeah.
Okay. And was the theater segregated?
Yes.
Yeah. And where did blacks used to sit at the theater?
Upstairs. Okay. In the balcony. At the best seat.
Okay. And so did your father drive out of Charlottesville with you?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you? Okay.
They say he got there in like 10 minutes.
Okay.
But I don't believe it. It takes at least 25 minutes
right.
to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But he drove pretty fast.
His grandfather drove the ox. His grandfather, we are sisters, he drove the ox over there to take people to Spelling Bee.
Okay.
Charlotte as well.
Mm-hmm. The horse and buggy.
The horse was well, the ox. Ox wagon. The ox pulled the cart.
Yeah.
And he took
yeah.
one from over here, older people to
oh, Mrs. Rebecca Jordan was one of the persons he
mm-hmm.
took.
Mm-hmm.
She used to be your teacher.
Dirt Road.
She was a teacher
yeah,
too.
Dirt Road.
Okay, and what was his name again? This was, I think he said John or.
No, not. Who was it?
No, wake up, Goofy.
Oh.
Okay. His first name was. His last name was Gooseby?
Louis Gooseby.
Okay. He was your great...
Our dad's grandfather.
Okay. Right, your great-grandfather. And You mentioned Rebecca Jordan, and
she was one of the students.
One of the people of the community that he took over to Hispanity at First Baptist Church
okay.
on Main Street.
Okay.
Y'all remember my life. Y'all remember my life.
So did your great-grandfather used to sort of drive people back and forth?
Yeah, with the ox.
With the ox, okay.
Speed Dirt Roads.
That was a text in those days.
Right. And what time period was that?
Okay, what time period? I knew it because Rebecca Jordan, the old person, told me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know what time it was. She's deceased now, but she's one of my seniors. She just shared with me. I mm-hmm. used to take up whenever anybody had to go to Charlottesville, they went on his ox car.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was Dirt Roads.
Dirt Roads
then.
Yeah. And so you said Dirt
Roads. Dirt Roads.
Dirt Roads. Dirt Roads back then. Mm-hmm. It used to be, the Scottsville-Charlottesville Road. Is that the road they used to call it, or did they call it something else?
It would be this same road.
The same road?
Same road. Just wasn't there.
Okay. Do you know anyone who lived in Prophet at that time?
I don't know where Prophet is.
Okay.
That's
when
the
stone point of the
carpet
passed. Okay. Do you remember any school rivalries between the Esma school and any schools in Charlottesville in terms of teams or sports and things of that nature? Mm-hmm.
From Beverly, not from Esma.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Rivalries everywhere they went.
Okay. And was Beverly school in which school?
Oh, dear. I don't remember the other schools around. They used to play football.
Jefferson?
No, Jefferson. Jefferson stopped when Burley started.
Okay.
I can't even remember the places they used to go.
Okay.
I know they used to go to Lynchburg.
Okay. So when you said Jefferson stopped, you mean the high school discontinued? Once Burley opened?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
And the Esmond school also discontinued when it barely opened, or?
No, it continued as an elementary
school.
Okay.
For a short while.
Okay.
This is long before Yancey started.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned you used to sort of go to Charlottesville to look around.
Yeah.
What do you remember about Charlottesville back then?
The segregated bus stations.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
The white sat in the front and the blacks were, well, actually, blacks are on this side and whites are on the front. You couldn't go across, past that door, into the white area.
And these were the public buses in Charlottesville?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, the bathrooms are segregated, too. Mm. And, of course, quality of the black side was naturally not as good as the white side.
Right. And these were the bathrooms located where? In the bus station,
yeah,
you said?
In the bus station, yeah.
And where was the bus station located?
Water Street?
On the end of East Mark, on Main Street.
East Water Street.
Yeah. Okay. There are times that black people bucked the white, and went there anyhow. Remember Janet Scott was in college at the time, all dressed up, looked like she stepped out of a magazine. She went to the white, and they let her through, they let her in.
And this was what year, do you remember?
Rose was in college. My sister's remember Rose was in college, because he was in college at the same time.
54, 55, about 56 in there.
Okay.
They just stared at her, and they couldn't help but wait on her. She looked so good.
Okay. And this happened where? At which
place?
The bus station.
Janet Scott?
Janet Scott.
She's on, what's her married name?
You interviewed her. You interviewed her.
Maltese aunt.
Medoya's
sister. Sure, exactly. Yeah. I know who you mean. Exactly who you mean. She lives in Ohio now,
mm-hmm.
I believe. Okay. And do you remember any restaurants downtown where you used to go eat, or?
Just in the bus station.
Just the bus station.
That was it.
There were several on Vinegar Hill, but we don't remember the name.
We don't.
Like restaurants, you can go eat.
So was Vinegar Hill a very grown-up place, like the adults went
there?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
My husband have a lot of people who live off of Vinegar Hill.
Okay.
Now, the lower part of Vinegar Hill.
Okay. And were there any stores your parents used to go to
yeah.
downtown in Charlottesville?
Robinson's. to buy our clothes at
and
Robinson's.
Miller Shoe Store, Miss Miller Shoe Store. Mm-hmm.
Victory Shoe Store.
Victory Shoe Store, yeah.
Okay. Leggett's.
Mm-hmm. At that time, it was Montgomery Ward, too.
Five and ten stores.
Yeah, Woolworth's. Five and ten store. Okay.
Do you remember segregation in the stores in terms of what stores you could go to? What do you remember about it?
Well, you just... Well, first of all, you didn't sit down. Blacks didn't sit down.
Where was this? At the restaurants? In Woolworths. You didn't sit down. Okay.
You could order your food, but you stood up on the end of the counter. But you didn't sit down.
Okay.
To eat.
Okay.
I don't think they sat down until about 1954. Okay. Yeah, around that time.
Okay. I'm sorry?
A little later than 1954.
Okay.
They'd be the sit-down.
Right. And how about when you would go to the stores to get your clothes? Do you remember anything in particular about that?
Could you try clothes on?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
You'd bring it back. You'd have to bring it back if it didn't fit.
Okay.
If I'm thinking straight, at that time, you couldn't try it on and you couldn't take it out.
Couldn't take it out?
Couldn't take it home and bring it back. Not black people.
Oh, you mean if it didn't fit, you couldn't bring it back?
No, you had to look at it in the store.
Oh.
You can't carry it home and say it didn't fit. I decided to bring it back.
Oh, I don't know.
They didn't let black people do that. But if you were a lighter black-skinned person, you could do it.
Really? Interesting.
Like one of my aunts.
What stores were these?
Robinson.
Robinson's. And where is it located, Robinson's store?
It was on Main Street.
Okay. And did you know the Benjamin Yancey family? Did you know them?
No. Well, they lived here in the community. I just know them by name.
Okay. I didn't know them in person. Okay.
I knew the judge just by name.
Okay. Okay. And what are some of your earliest memories of living in Esmond that you can remember when you were little?
You mean around the house?
Living in the community, you remember that were memorable?
The only thing we did was go to school and go to church.
Okay. And that was your dad's church that you went to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was there a lot of interaction between the churches?
Not like it is now.
Okay.
No, not that much. Well, I guess we all went to each other. We went to each other's churches. Or we went wherever he went.
Mm-hmm.
He went to a lot of churches.
Didn't say it all,
didn't you? Just be BTU, didn't you?
Yes,
sir.
You don't have that church, BTU in your night service.
And were there any community events that brought the community together that you can remember?
Church.
Just a church.
Parent Teachers Association.
And Progressive
PTA.
Club.
Okay. You said the Progressive Club, and what was that?
That's where that farmers, people came together to show off their vegetables. And they used to have a cannery, used cane vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And at the Arthur's Hall, which is now the Ward Center.
Okay. And where was that located, that hall?
It's right. It's in Thor Rock End almost.
Okay.
At the police satellite station.
Okay. And what did you do for fun when you were little? You used to play at the house? Or?
Just play at the house.
Yeah.
Okay. We used to visit. We used to visit now. You know, we used to visit one another.
Yeah, in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the community.
Don't do that no more.
Did any of your parents belong to any community organizations?
Yeah. What was the Household of Ruth?
Yeah, Household of Ruth.
My mother belonged to the Household of Ruth. My father was an art fellow.
Garden club.
Mm-hmm. And what was the garden club's name? Do you remember?
Greencroft. Still is.
Okay. They're still active today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And was it primarily for gardening purposes, those who gardened?
Mm-hmm.
And
they used to have gardens to support the community.
Okay.
Yeah.
They used to sell things from their gardens, or what did they do exactly?
No, I don't think they sold it. They just gave it away.
Oh, okay. When you're saying they gave it away, they gave out seeds or plants?
No,
or?
They had a garden back here for the seniors. Anything that grew in the garden, they would give it to the seniors.
Oh, okay. Of the community?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The seniors worked in it.
When they had the Progressive Club,
mm-hmm.
it was just like a contest. See, he's going to come first. I remember my daddy and another lady in the community. She said, I prayed my beans last night. Well, daddy went home, planted his and watered them. Make sure his come first. At a special time of the year, they all bring them down to our fellow's hall. All kinds of vegetables. And the county extension just come up and judge. And they got red ribbons, or blue ribbons, or white ribbons. Nice. And they're told how, you know, how to make her best garden.
Okay. Nice. And when you actually lived in Charlottesville, were you working in town or going to school in town?
Working.
And where were you working?
I worked in a private family.
Okay.
And I worked as a waitress.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Oh, what's the name of that place? The Virginian.
Oh, okay.
Up at the university.
Uh-huh.
I worked there as a waitress.
Okay. And when you said you worked for a private family, were you doing domestic work?
Yeah.
Or? Okay. Mm-hmm. And what family did you work for?
Oh, dear. I don't remember the names.
Okay. And do you remember what years you were doing that sort of work?
It had to be 56, 7, 8 in there someplace.
Okay.
Because I left here in 59.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you worked at the Virginian during what time period?
In and around that same time.
1958,
59? Yeah.
Okay. And what do you remember of the university back then, since you were looking at the Virginian? I guess at the corner?
Nothing except it was over there.
Okay.
And that's it. That's it.
Okay. Had no dealings with the university?
Mm-mm.
But most of the
just waiting on the students.
Mm. Okay. How was that?
Not so bad.
Yeah?
Not so bad, no.
Okay.
That was pretty close to where the laws on desegregation had passed at that time.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I think it passed in 54.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So things were beginning to get a little bit better.
So how were they changing, when you remember, around
well,
that time?
Well, I didn't have that many dealings with them anyway.
Right.
But, you know, working with them, waiting on them, they were all pretty nice, as far as I could see. You know.
Excuse me.
Blacks couldn't come in the restaurants to eat. But we could go in and work.
Blacks couldn't go to school either.
Huh?
Blacks couldn't go to university either.
Oh, I don't know when that started.
No, they didn't. Because when my son, I had just got married. I said, my son will graduate from this college. My son did graduate from the University of Virginia.
What year?
I said that when he was about 2 years old.
Okay. When did he graduate?
In 78.
In 78. Okay.
I claimed it.
Okay.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm. And where'd your family do your grocery shopping?
Bain.
Who?
Bain. My dad got groceries from Bain and Aunt Anna.
Who's Bain?
Bain and Kenyon.
And Kenyon.
Oh, I remember we went down to Esmond,
and
Mrs. Steed. Mrs. Steed.
Lane.
Lane.
Douglas.
Ms. Lane.
You remember
Ms.
Lane?
Yeah,
Lane was at Steed. He had a store
before
then, and they
right across the hall. All I remember is Mr. Steed.
Steed.
Owen. What's the man at
Keene? Bain.
No. Across the road, Mahone.
Mr. Mahone.
Yeah.
Okay. Do they have stores in the
area?
Yeah,
they have stores, yeah.
Okay.
That Green Mountain store you see there now, Mr. Mahone, used to own it.
Had it too.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Simpson.
And Simpson.
Simpson, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jones.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Jones.
Jim Jones, yeah.
Okay. And did they sell fruits, vegetables, or just
everything.
Groceries?
Yeah.
Sold everything.
Mm-hmm.
Did your family do any farming at all besides
yeah.
the...
Sure. Yeah, we
your dad
being
a creature. Okay.
Mm.
What kinds of things did you grow on the farmland?
Potatoes. Meat, all vegetables. And fruit
everything
trees.
Vegetable life.
Mm-hmm. So we just looked at because we didn't like
them. Okay. Did you have farm animals too?
No.
No farm animals? You still have the farm
animals? I don't
yes,
remember.
He had cows and horses and pigs.
I wasn't around. I don't remember.
Gosh.
Remember Minnie? We used to walk on the Minnie.
Mommy used to wait
on
Maine.
I don't remember Minnie.
How many acres of land do they have?
Oh, I forgot. How many? Oh,
down
it's
in the woods.
Like
six down in the woods.
Six or seven.
Up there.
That we still have.
Like
And do you still use the farmland today, or did you sell it, or?
Oh, no, it's
the
still there.
We live down in the woods.
Mm-hmm. It's still there, but we don't farm it.
Okay. And was there a major commercial center in Esmont at that time?
No.
Not really. So Charlottesville was an ass place.
Well, I guess you could call down where the post office was. Okay. The only place. They had the bank.
Train station,
the grocery store. One clothes store, Mrs. Lane, I think it was, where you could buy material.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess you could call that.
Okay.
Did y'all have a name for it?
Esmont Depot.
Esmont Depot.
That's what I remember.
On the bottom.
The bottom. Down in the bottom.
Down in the bottom, you're right.
Okay. And do you remember what that was like in terms of segregation during that time period?
I guess you more or less knew your place. And we had no problems.
Okay.
You know, there are certain things we knew we couldn't do, we didn't do.
And if we did anything, great things up here, up on the hill, we blacks, the whites got it first. Like these street lights, we were the only community with street lights. My dad had fought for those lights. But they gave it to the white community first, when they didn't ask for that. And they ran short up here. So when my father died, they got so far. I fought and got the rest of them.
And that was in what time period?
That's recent compared to what they're talking about. They're talking about doing the Esmont school.
Oh, so that time.
So, but there were no lights.
This is back in the
60s. Yeah, no, she's not coming up that far.
Oh, okay.
But it's still important nonetheless to care about that.
Yeah.
Sure. But when you said you knew your place, like what kinds of things couldn't you do that you remember?
Well, I don't know.
What was the question?
That you're saying that
you knew your place.
Like, for example, I was talking about the spectrum living in Esmont, like going out to the depot.
You knew you could not go in those stores. You wouldn't go.
And which stores were those at the Esmont depot area? Were there any ones you couldn't go to that you remember?
Well, that part I don't remember.
Anytime you went into a black store or into a store, you knew not to touch things like you could touch now. Blacks just didn't do it, but a white person could.
Right.
So you knew that you couldn't. You knew you shouldn't.
Right.
So you didn't.
Mr. Steve used to go around and
take
a note down.
He was very nice.
Yeah. Your parents would make a note of what they wanted.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
He'd walk around and pick up the stuff. You couldn't pick it up
like
we do today.
Right. And which store was this?
Mr. Steve.
Okay.
And down in the bottom.
And what kind of store did he have?
Regular grocery store? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, one thing about him, though, as far as segregation is concerned, if you came in before a white person, you came in order. In some of the stores, they would wait on the white person first. But in his, you came into his store, you came, he waited on you in the order that you came into the store.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a pretty nice person.
Right.
I can see him now walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any of the churches in the community that you remember besides, I guess, the church that your dad was a pastor of?
This one, New Green Mountain,
mm-hmm.
New Hope,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Okay, and did you attend services at the others or visiting them?
Yeah.
And what sort of events did you attend at the other churches?
Oh, they would have, like, revival.
Revivals.
Every year, revivals. They lasted a week.
And said, one church, on the ground,
they had food
on the ground.
Yeah, they have different programs, or the choir would have their anniversary program,
mm-hmm.
or the ushers would have their program. There was always something going on in the
mm-hmm.
church.
All you come with your feet.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you moved out of Charlottesville, I guess, in 1959.
1959.
And why did you decide to move? Because you moved up to New York, you said, for 30
years. Well, I knew a family. I was a friend of a girl, Anna, what's her name? Annie? Goody.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew they were going to New York, so I went too.
Okay.
And it's a way to get out of here. Really. Okay. So I went with them, and I stayed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were they people living in Esmont, the Gooding family?
In Keene.
They were living in Keene.
Yeah, they were members of our church.
Okay. Okay.
And
a way to get out of here.
Oh, we all grew up together.
Okay. You said it's a way to get out of here. I mean,
yeah.
I can. So just tell me, like, why is it in particular you wanted to get away from?
Well,
in terms
nothing
of getting
to do
out
here.
Here.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing to do.
In terms of work?
Well, I knew up there you could make more money.
Okay.
You know, there are more opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Here it was domestic only. I went up there. I went directly into a bank.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know,
what
you couldn't. I don't know when people started working in blacks started working in banks down here. Do you remember?
Was that?
When did blacks start working in banks down here?
That hasn't been too very long.
Ago,
but I don't
even then,
yeah.
You could be a teller, and that was about it.
Right.
You know,
right.
But
the last 10 years, but seemed like by the last 10 years.
Okay. So it was nothing to do here.
Right. And what kind of work did men do? Because if women did domestic work, what kind of work did men do here in the community?
Laboring, building. My father built houses.
Carpentry
work, okay. And farming. They mostly worked on white people's farms.
Mm-hmm.
The Van Cleef's.
Chauffeurs?
Hired just about everybody in Esma.
The Van Cleef family?
Yeah, Van Cleef's. They lived just above us.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Williams and the Lloyds. They employed most of the people in Esma.
Coles
is Mac Williams, Van Cleef's, and Lloyds.
Mm-hmm.
That's just about everybody in Esma worked for them.
Okay.
My father worked for the Coles in his earlier days as a butler.
Okay. And so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's before he became a pastor, was it?
He was a pastor.
He was a pastor. He was a pastor doing both work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then your dad was, you said, a pastor, but he was also doing farm laboring. And what else was he doing? And butlering, you said, or?
He worked, well, his day job. Well, he built houses, too.
Okay.
You know? I think that houses came later, but he worked at Coles' in the daytime, but on Sundays he preached in different churches.
Okay.
Houses came in the 50s, beginning of the 50s.
In the early 50s,
okay.
He started building houses.
Okay.
And he built our house and then went in and built other people's houses.
Right.
Yeah, helped build the church.
Hmm?
Helped build
our church. Yeah, he helped build
church.
Our church, too.
Mount
okay.
Pleasant.
Yeah.
And Watson. That's the Watson.
And the Watson.
Mm.
See, I was gone then.
Right.
Yeah.
What center was named after your dad?
Yes.
The Ward Center.
The Ward Center?
Mm-hmm.
And that used to be at Ellis Hall?
Yeah.
It still is.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like upstairs, mm-hmm. But downstairs, my dad was at an owner when he died.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
They named it after him.
What year did he die, your dad?
In 1968.
67.
Okay.
Who are you, 67?
67.
Okay.
No. Yeah, but you were right. Because Carl was like a year and a half.
So did your dad preach at other churches too,
mm-hmm.
besides
mm-hmm.
being the pastor at...
Yeah, they were calling him all the time to all the different churches to preach.
Okay.
Yeah, but he was a pastor of Mount Pleasant first.
Okay.
Then also he was a pastor of Scottsville. When he died, he was still the pastor of Scottsville.
Okay.
And he was pastor of Shipman.
Mm-hmm.
And where is Thessalonia? I don't know the name of the city. I don't know the name of the city. But he pastored several churches.
Okay, can't think of anything else if you want to.
Thessalonia.
Yeah, but I don't know where that's a lot of location.
Palmyra.
Yes, in Palmyra, in that county. But
yeah.
I don't know the name of the...